The thought of hurling sharp, potentially dangerous objects doesn't appeal to everyone. But Jason Hillesheim was enamored with the idea as soon as he learned about it.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't want to throw an axe? At least try to.
So Hillesheim was one of the first customers a couple weeks ago when Milwaukee's first axe-throwing establishment, called Fling, opened its doors. He lined up inside what looks kind of like a batting cage, waiting his turn to hurl a hatchet at a target painted on the wooden wall.
The first one, I think I tried to throw it a little too much. And the second one, it was a little less. And then that third one, I kind of just let it fly on its own. And it stuck. It felt really good.
Hillesheim says there's something satisfying about the thunk of a hatchet digging into the wood. In fact, that's what grabbed Fling owner Becky Cooper Clancy, who first threw an axe on a whim at a bar in Canada a few years ago.
And it was so fun. And the first time I landed an axe in the target, it was just such a visceral feeling of accomplishment that I was hooked from the very first time.
Cooper Clancy already owned Bounce, a family entertainment center in Milwaukee with an arcade, laser tag, restaurant, and bar. They expanded it to include axe throwing. She admits that children can freely roam from one area to another, but Cooper Clancy says they're not in danger. Only paying customers, older kids, and adults can access the fenced-in throwing lanes.
We designed our arena to be fully enclosed with a fence so that nobody is inside the throwing arena who shouldn't be. We're completely enclosed. We've got locks on the gates. We have locks on the cabinets that store the axes themselves.
Fling got its safety guidelines from the National Axe Throwing Federation, or NATF. So have other facilities, including an axe throwing bar that's opening on Milwaukee's east side this month. Matt Wilson is commissioner for the Toronto-based NATF.
The NATF is a governing body for rules and trying to grow the sport as a like promotional entity. And so we're trying to bring the best of the best to be a part of that and really set the standard high and say, hey, this is how it's done and you know, you should do the same.
Wilson helped establish the indoor version of axe throwing more than a decade ago, and he's founder and CEO of a chain of axe throwing bars called Battle. There are 14 locations in the U.S. and Canada, and Battle plans to open more in the U.S. soon.
It just continues to grow in popularity, and more organizations are popping up all the time, not just in North America, but worldwide. I think it's definitely not at its peak at all.
Wilson says there are a couple of reasons the activity is so attractive. There's something primal about hurling a hatchet. And he says there's an art to throwing axes and joy in mastering technique. Jonathan Winsky certainly agrees with the appeal of the sport. He's co-founder of Midwest Knife and Axe Throwers. Winsky has been tossing hatchets for decades and teaching people how, including in his yard in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin.
Basically, it's just a single rotation. It's the first one.
Winsky is pleased the sport is catching on, but as its popularity grows, he's worried that axe-throwing facilities will crop up that don't follow best practices.
My concern is there someone teaching? Do they have a good knowledge base, some good history behind them? What is their experience? And is there some form of line or range monitor or supervisor that's keeping an eye on everything?
Winsky says his concern level rises when bars and restaurants, places that serve drinks, are offering axe throwing.
It's not an old fuddy-duddy, oh, alcohol is, you know, just going to screw everything up. That's not it. But alcohol definitely does play a part.
Members of Winsky's group, Midwest Knife and Axe Throwers, travel throughout the summer giving lessons at places like Renaissance fairs and pirate fests. He says it's not uncommon for people to walk up, beer in hand, and ask to throw an axe. Nor is it uncommon for instructors to turn them away after picking up on subtle signs of inebriation. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.